Hello, my friends. Jacobs here one more time. On the free speech platform that is known as YouTube, who's been good to me. Now I operate within the rules. You know, if I say something that maybe offends, you know, YouTube, or YouTube says something and I disagree with it, YouTube thankfully doesn't lash out and take vengeance against me. I'm not saying that, you know, they share the channel around as much as they probably should. I'm not saying that they've been completely fair when it comes to the stuff that I share, but you know, I'm a person that really wants to do good in the world. I want to inspire, I want to encourage people, and I don't believe that we should be hating on other people. So, you know, you follow the rules, but you know what? I disagree with a lot of stuff, and many times I've spoken out against, you know, Google, YouTube's parent company, Alphabet, and I've said things to them, and whether I know it or not, I didn't see anything really come against me. I never got any strikes against my channel. I never got any things pulled away. Let's hope, God forbid that happens, but let's hope that never becomes the case. But I can say that seems to be the case on X. Yeah, that's right. I just did a live show. I don't know if you saw the live show that I did. We called it Whiplashed. And I talked about how, you know, everything that I've been warning you all about and saying is coming, that we're going to be entering into this gilded age, a time where you better just do what you're told. You make the amount of money you got or you're out, you're in trouble. I said it's going to be a tough time, right? The train of wheels are off. But I also want to see things done the right way and the proper way. And I see that we're moving into this next phase of government, headed up by, the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, EGOD backwards, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Elon Musk. You know, they're going to go in, they're going to slash everything, they're going to make everything right because they know better, because they're billionaires. And maybe they do. Maybe they do know better. But the stuff that I just saw went down on X, I think it's becoming a little punitive. I put out a little bit of a post. It wasn't a big deal. I was just basically saying that everybody's giving Elon and Vivek a hard time because basically they made it out like Americans are losers. Not saying Elon, I was talking about Vivek at the time. And, you know, I was critical, of the whole thing. Then I did a whole show about it where, you know, where you may agree with the fact that, you know, that this government has basically lent to the notion that people can be a little more lazy and everything else. But once again, that's not every household, right? That's not every, there are a lot of people that work very, very hard. And I took issue with the fact of Vivek Ramaswamy, who has had every hand up in life, you know, exactly. He didn't crawl his way up from nothing. Okay. There's internet information about how even, I guess, his university was paid for by Soros, I guess. I don't know if that's a bad thing or a good thing. You know, if I needed the money, seemed like his parents were pretty influential. In fact, his mother, you know, when he took on this dementia drug with his company, his mother, you know, was going to run the new trial for the drug. And there was all this potential that it was going to be so great. And they pumped it up and the IPO came out. And it turns out it was a bunch of nonsense. And a lot of people got hurt. You know, today, that would be, I'm not going to say the equivalent because I don't really know anything about medical trials and everything else. But it would be the equivalent of like Hoctua coming up and putting up some kind of a crypto thing and then pulling a rug on it. And that seems like that was what was done, where, he made a lot of money selling his company. He bought the failing company, the failing drug, that like four times, I guess, in the trial. Newsweek did a whole article about what kind of a salesman this guy is. And now he's in charge. So do you think that he's going to use his position to, you know, I don't know, help everyday Americans? And that could be anybody that lives here and anybody who is migrated to here. You know, I come from immigrant parents, not like firsthand, but my grandparents, many of you, right? This is a great country. It's one of the greatest countries around. No one should be, you know, not allowed in. But I'll tell you one thing. I have this feeling, and that's what I talked about on the show, that this whole thing with Vivek and all that, I don't know if they're really gonna, you know, use this new information where they can bring in these skilled laborers, because we got to compete and everybody's lazy in America now. Are they going to do it just to get cheaper, you know, to pay a cheaper dividend as opposed to using ours, right? So if you have like a great candidate here who wants to get about $50,000, you can get the same great candidate in another country and you can only give them $20,000. You bring them in. Who's going to hire the person? You see what I mean? So is it really about getting the best talent, or is it about getting the most bang for your buck? In the Gilded Age, they wanted the most bang for their buck.
With about 24 highly respected fellow IT workers, the Disney executive made a harsh announcement to us all. All of you in this room will be losing your jobs in the next 90 days. Your jobs have been given over to a foreign workforce. In the meantime, you will be training your replacements until your jobs are 100% transferred over to them, and if you do not cooperate, you will not receive any severance pay. I was completely silent during this meeting, thinking how this was going to affect my coworkers. How was it going to break news to my family and pay all of our expenses? Later that same day, I clearly remember going to the local church pumpkin sale and having to tell the kids I couldn't buy any that year because my job was being turned over to a foreign worker.
After I was critical of Vivek, and I actually, and today I was upset, and I even put something else out that wasn't so nice about Vivek Ramaswamy, a little meme that Grok created, found it funny. It's this one right here. Yeah, because I feel like he's taking a pee on the American workforce by basically generalizing. And maybe that's not what he was doing. And maybe I don't understand, you know, business. And I don't understand, you know, the ins and the outs of making billions of dollars. That's for sure. But I do know that corruption is kind of a big deal with people that are in power. And making a ton of money and not really sharing that wealth is even a bigger deal. Why don't you tell them about the magic? What are you talking about, the magic? You know, after Vivek was... you know, he was very upset. He was very upset. And everybody was teaming up on him and making him feel like a big baby. I think even Jack Palzo said something about stuffing him in a locker or something. And now he's coming back and he's trying to rule the world. I don't know. I really don't follow him very much. Sure you do. You call him Navy Intelligence Officer Jack Pesawabic. No? I do. I do. That's true. I probably shouldn't. But I shared something of his this morning. I know you did. That's why I brought it up. I thought that maybe people should understand the situation a little better about this H-1BC. Elemental P, take a look.
This is really all about the H-1B situation. And that early on, people were saying that, and I guess there was this guy who was appointed to some AI position, which isn't even like a real position. It's like an advisor thing. But people found comments of him saying there should be no cap on H-1Bs. And that's what really pushed a lot of the MAGA base into high overdrive to say, wait a minute, President Trump campaigned in 2016 on ending the H-1B immigration system because, number one, it's not high-skilled immigration. That's a lie. And number two, it's not immigration at all. It's this weird, like, indentured servitude kind of system.
Maybe it's not about, you know, getting the best skilled laborers. Maybe a monkey could do the job. Yeah, well, I mean, maybe. That's possible. I mean, a monkey could do it. Yeah, maybe. Maybe I could get the job. You know, Vivek, are you hiring? Are you hiring, Vivek? You probably did some mean stuff to my relatives. You know, I'm a monkey. I know that. And they do some testing on monkey. It's not very nice. Yeah, I know that. And then what they do is they put them on a bus, and then they set them free. They set them free into the wild. Next thing you know, everybody's worried about like monkeypox, Jacob. Yeah, I know. This has gone south pretty fast. That's because you're a guy with a fart gun and a puppet, but you still haven't told them about the magic. I'll tell them about the magic. So, it looks like the government, $7 million was spent on magic. And why did you think that was interesting? I thought it was interesting because Well, I felt like, you know, it was a little bit of like we were like being mocked a little bit. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, the words have power. And why don't you just get to the damn point? Well, because they were talking about how $7 million was for magic and seven, you know, it was like another $1 million was for like kittens and studying rats. And I just felt like, you know, with all the stuff that was going on in the world, I thought that it was a little, what are you doing?
Playing with your beard.
I know. I don't like that.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it.
So, you know, that's basically it. They just, I felt like it was a little bit of a distraction, that's all.
I feel like this was a little bit of a distraction and just a way for you to get the information back in after you forgot to talk about it yesterday.
Yeah, that's probably the case.
All right, everybody, bye-bye.
So, I say I don't like this in a roundabout way. I don't like it at all. And you know what happens? I wake up this morning and Shepard reaches out to me, sends me a little DM this morning, and he shows me how there are influencers who have been penalized because they criticized Vivek and they were, you know, basically called trolls or whatever, and they had their subscriptions removed. Some of them had their blue check marks removed. This is like big news. So then I think to myself, oh my goodness, I posted something and I was a little bit critical. I wasn't really being so critical. I was kind of pointing out the fact that people were upset with the whole thing. Then I did a whole show and I think that, you know, I think that I'm just talking here and I'm just sharing my heart on things. And I know I don't understand things completely, but I hope that you all look into things a little bit more. But I find out that my subscription is gone. So, you know, he said early on, and all of them have said early on, we promise freedom of speech. We don't promise freedom of reach. So in other words, we'll let you talk. That doesn't mean you're going to talk to a lot of people. And I have to admit, at first I was feeling like, wow, I'm being targeted and I'm being censored and I'm being punished for having an opinion. Because this is what was being portrayed in the news. But when I looked a little bit deeper, I found out that maybe they just changed the impression count. You know, to sell subscriptions, I had been able to do so and paid for the platform for, you know, quite some time. But now maybe things changed. Maybe the impressions were raised and it just coincided. Maybe it's all coincidence. Or maybe not. But a lot of people are having an issue really more with Vivek than even Elon, because he's basically said what he's saying now for a long period of time. And I don't believe he's fighting for, you know, ending the cap. I do believe he's talking about a very small percentage. But were the blue check marks taken away on purpose? Well, we're going to have to find out. You don't think that people that make billions of dollars, you don't think that they're, you know, if they want efficiency, you don't think that they're going to try to make us, you know, the most profitable in the world? When it comes to their businesses, come on. Look what Elon did with X. Now, can you blame him? That's the big question, right? He came in, got rid of, I don't know, it was a lot, maybe like 70%. And I got to tell you, X is a better platform. I personally love X. I wish I didn't feel like I was so shadow banned. I wish that I didn't wake up this morning and see my subscriptions gone, because that tells me something. That tells me something, and it tells me that the future may look a little bit different. People are questioning now. They're questioning now. Why is Donald Trump so excited to meet Bill Gates at Mar-a-Lago? People are like, what is he doing? What happened? Some people are like pointing out the fact, it's like, remember he talked about that snake poem all the time? I like to look at it a different way. I like to look at it like the story of Jehu. Where the guy comes in and he brings everybody in and he thinks everybody's going to be good, right? They all think that they're all going to be good. And then at the end, God uses them to bring a great correction in the land. And that's what's happening. And maybe I should stop complaining and crying and being upset, because, you know, look, if I don't have a right to, you know, I mean, look, if I don't have a right to now to sell subscriptions because, you know, I didn't like the fact that it felt like he was taking a pee on America. I'm a hard worker. You know, I'm not a lazy guy. Neither are my children, my family. We work hard. We came from nothing. And, you know, we're trying to, you know, build something in the world that will last. And I am, at least. And we're hoping to maybe encourage and inspire people to do more in the world. But that's not exactly showcased and shared around. It isn't. And, you know, empowerment and you know, peace and joy and love and hope and forgiveness and compassion and empathy, these are not things that are heralded today. No. So, but what is? Look, they make points. They're making good points. They're making good points. But who's the one that set up the system so that people acted this way? I just talked about this on my show. You know, can you blame them? Yes. Why don't we just teach them better? Maybe they're being a little myopic in their view of things. Maybe they can, like I said on the last show, maybe they can find a better way. As opposed to saying, you know, that basically the culture of America is mediocrity is praised. And that just kind of bums me out. Especially when you look at, you know, Vivek's history, which doesn't seem like the most upright. I mean, he's being sued for something, or he's in court for something right now. Look, these movers and shakers, there's something else. And really, everything that I'm saying right now, this is just me griping, moaning, complaining. But really, I felt the sting of it this morning. I was like, uh-oh, everything I said was true. Better be careful what you say going forward. Yeah, I want what's best for the world. And, you know, this is the direction we're going. But if Vivek Ramaswamy is not the most honorable and upright man, maybe he shouldn't be with Doge anymore. I'm just saying. Putting it out there. We'll see what happens. I want what's best for the world. I want what's best for all of you. I want what God wants. His kingdom revealed in the land. And it's going to come hell or high water. But, and anyway, forgive me if I sound like I'm just a big baby, but I felt like I was being like, for so many years, you know, I've seen how, you know, you can't find me easily on Google. It hurts. It bums me out because I know I'm not a bad guy. You know, so when I saw the subscriptions taken away, I was like, I was really hoping it was a glitch. Maybe it is still a glitch and we'll find that out. But, I was more upset with Vivek. And can you blame me? You know, are you an American? All right, listen, I love each and every one of you. Please tell me in the comment section what you think. Hopefully you hit like by now. Hopefully you shared a video around. Hopefully you go to the description of the video, click more, get yourself a God's Champion shirt. You walk around. We went to a basketball, university basketball game, me and Ethan and the Dan, and I had the God's Champion sweater. And you know how many people came up to me? It's like, whoa, it's God's Champion. You know how many people? One person. But still, it was cool. It was cool. All right. I love each and every one of you. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Make believe with me. Picture yourself happy and free. Living your life the way you want it to be. No more worries, no fear, no trouble, only peace. Happy at work, at home, with family or alone. Regardless of where you roam, imagine joy is all. Imagination is the ground where your future grows. Imagination is the key, you see. If you'd only believe, you'd receive what waits behind the door of infinite possibilities.